May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Last Sunday, my wife Judy and I went to the Cathedral Domain, and that's the Episcopal Church camp for our Diocese of Lexington. Judy, along with an RN, looked after all the kids that got their stomach aches and their headaches, got their cuts and their bruises, and had to have the medication that they brought to camp. I was the chaplain, and along with Donovan Kane, the priest from St. Peter's Parish, we were also responsible for the Christian education program for the week. The Christian education program lasted for 2 hours each morning of the camp. Last Sunday, I was on my way to camp, and I don't know if any of you have been to a place called Irvine. Irvine is like a pea on a drum, you know, but Irvine, there is a West Irvine, and there is a South Irvine, and there's also the city of Irvine, okay? Well, I was just pulling into West Irvine when Ann Miller called me and said that Andy Sigmund, who was the executive director of the Domain and came to speak to us this past February, was at the hospital. Last Saturday night, there was a tremendous storm went through the Domain, and it took down an awful lot of trees. It took out the power in the conference center. And so Andy was on his backhoe, driving his backhoe, pulling a tree so to make the road passable. Well, he got on some wet stuff and his backhoe turned over and he crashed it. So Andy was at the hospital, and luckily he just had a bruised neck and a bruised shoulder, a bruised hip and a bruised knee, when certainly his pride was more bruised than anything. Kevin Robinson, any of you know, any younger ones know the Backstreet Boys? Know the group, the Backstreet Boys, anybody? Yeah, the younger ones like Hancock, okay, and Ron Mobley. Well, Kevin Robinson grew up at the Cathedral Domain, and the Domain's always been famous for a Backstreet Boy, but now it's also famous for a backhoe boy. At 7 o'clock next morning, though, Andy was back at work. With his summer staff. He hires about 12 people to be his summer staff. And this year they've come from all over the United States. In previous years, he's hired other kids from other nations. And when a kid comes and works at the Domain, they hang the country's flag in the dining hall of the Domain. So the Domain is covered with flags of other nations, and that's the reason why. His summer staff this year were just excellent, and what was a little bothersome to me was that some of the boys and some of the girls I remember at boys camp and girls camp and junior conference and senior conference, and they've all now graduated college and are working summer staff. The counselors were also awesome, and I remember them as boys camp and girls camp and junior conference. The thing that really bothers me is they are getting older and I'm not getting any older at all, you know, just junior conference. When Andy and I got back from the hospital, it was supper time, and the week before junior conference we got a list of campers, and it said there were going to be 70 campers. When Andy and I got back to the dining hall, there were 90 campers. Junior conference, 6th through 8th grade. It's the first co-ed camp that the Episcopal Church does at the Domain. Up until 5th grade, it's a boys camp and a girls camp. So this was the first co-ed camp, and there was a real sense of excitement. And also a real sense of nervousness as these kids got together on that first Sunday. The opening night, after supper, the kids went back to the cabins and we got together, we sang some songs, we played some games, and the kids were split off into small groups for the week. So they went off for the first night to meet their small groups. When they came back to speak to the big group, we had a few kids that had no trouble being just confident in talking to the big group, but most of the kids were very shy and very nervous. The campers came from all over the state of Kentucky, including, as well as Ohio and Florida. So we had a really wide range of kids from all over the place. The Domain is an Episcopal camp, but it's open to all denominations. Last week, about 50% of the kids were Episcopalians. The other 50% were a mixture of Roman Catholic, Ugandan Anglicans, Baptists, Church of Christ, Christian Church, Methodist, one little boy was of the Jewish faith, Lutheran, Presbyterian, and some of them had no church affiliation at all. The theme for the week was the Beatitudes. And what we told the kids was the Beatitudes are a picture. It's a picture that God holds up to us and says, I can make you like that if you want me to. We told them that the Beatitudes are not conditions to be met. They are not some kind of achievement that you get after being practicing. And they're certainly not the steps of a ladder that get you to paradise. They are qualities of character that God can make you into if you let him. So each day we looked at some of the Beatitudes and talked about some real serious issues of living. We talked about living and we talked about dying. We talked about acceptance and we talked about rejection. And we talked about a whole other bunch of issues that the kids raised. Sunday night, we had a group of kids who were pretty scared, little apprehensive, and very different in many different ways. They'd come from different communities, different families, come from different schools, different churches, and they'd come with different friends. Sunday night, it was real obvious. Everybody stood with a person who they knew, who they came with. Or if they came not knowing anybody, they stood with the first person they met when they went to the cabin. That was Sunday night. By the time we got to Wednesday afternoon, we shared a Eucharist on Wednesday afternoon, and we did the Eucharist that we did here with music from the Beatles. What was really interesting, one of the last songs of that Eucharist was the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love. The kids love the Beatles. You know, I floated this idea on Monday morning in case it was going to bomb okay. I said, how many of y'all like the Beatles? And about 90% of the hands all went up. As we were singing All You Need Is Love on Wednesday afternoon, very spontaneously, kids began to put their arms around each other and sang it incredibly loudly. So at the end of that service, we played All You Need Is Love again. And the kids put their arms around each other and sang it. Those kids, with all of their differences, got it. They got it. Those kids who were on the outside on Sunday, who were loners, or felt themselves different, were now part of a community of kids who were very intentional about seeing one another, not as somebody who was different, or not as somebody who was labeled, or not as somebody who was classified, but as a child of God. They were children who, when the flute was played, danced. They heard it, they listened, and more importantly, they responded. Thursday night we played some field games, and the first game they played, the small groups were given a letter that they had to lay out on the grass okay and make and draw the shape of that letter with their bodies. What it spelt was Domain Love. We got a great picture of it, of these kids laid on the field. It spells Domain Love. It's a love at the domain that's able to be drawn out, and it's also able to be shown. But believe me, it is not a love that's confined to the domain, because it is nothing less than God's love. Jesus said, unless you become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of God. Last week I was supposed to be the teacher, but I learned an awful lot from those kids last week. Not about being childish, but about being childlike in their openness to God. You know, it just might be, that we, who are older, need to put an end to our childish ways and learn to be children of God again. Maybe we all need to take a look at the words of that Beatles song, who simply reflected Jesus with those words, all you need is love. Amen.